As a member of the National Association of Counties Broadband Task Force, Tazewell County Board Chairman David Zimmerman is in a position to know about the so-called digital divide, the term used to describe the lack of high-speed internet in rural America. He talks to WCBU's Steve Tarter.
I think it's actually a microcosm because you have the larger cities that are very well connected. We have several different options, Comcast, i3, but then just 2 miles outside of town, you have nothing. And it's frustrating, I know, for the people that live out there, and it's going to harm their home values down the road.
Can we see that big changing, or what's going to have to happen for that to evolve?
Let me give you an example first. Just 2 miles east of Morton on 150, there's a subdivision called Mayfair. We were on a call with i3, and one of their representatives was on there. He talked about it would cost $175,000 to run fiber out to this particular subdivision that has around 30 homes. And assuming half to three quarters of those homes would subscribe and get access to high-speed internet, it would take them 18 to 20 years just to recoup the cost of running the fiber out there. So it doesn't make business sense.
David, what do you see happening here with your committee? This is a national committee looking at broadly broadband solutions. Is that right?
That's exactly right. It was a national task force that just formed in the last year. The pandemic is what really drove it home. And so they're working with Congress. They have four subcommittees underneath there that are looking at different issues. One is preparing for broadband. One is looking at barriers to build out, which is the price, the cost. And by the way, it took over 50 years to bring telephone service to every home in America and over 60 for electrification. So we can't wait that long. The other two subcommittees are digital divides. And then the last one is future-proofing the global economy. And I'm actually part of that subcommittee.
What are you talking about when you say future-proofing?
So underneath that category, we look at a couple of things. One of them is you dig once, or the long-term infrastructure. So again, we have all these wires in our easements and right-of-ways. Why don't we require, and again, as a conservative Republican, I hate to mandate things on businesses, so maybe government could participate, but they put all this stuff in conduit. So when another company comes along and they want to install fiber, they don't have to go through the whole process of digging, finding right away. I mean, the conduit's already in the ground. So we look at stuff like that. We look at, try to look at the future, kind of the basic services of 5G and even a 10G future. Just talking about the remote learning and training and how we make that a part of our global economy too.
Where do you see broadband fitting in as a priority to get rural America, rural Illinois, moving? What do you see it down the road?
So I think it's critical because so many of our even smaller communities continue to lose population. And maybe one of the upsides of the pandemic is that people are starting to realize they don't need to live in downtown Chicago. They don't have to live or work in Peoria. They can work remotely and they can have a place in the country. They can live wherever they want in the United States if that's an option. And so I think this is an opportunity for some of these more rural counties where maybe somebody wants to have a piece of land. They want the tranquility of that you get, but in order for them to work remotely, they need to have that access. So I think this is an opportunity in the midst of a crisis for some of these smaller counties, smaller towns, to revive themselves, because they do offer a lot, but they don't offer the high-speed internet that's so crucial moving into the future.
That was Steve Tarter talking with Tazewell County Board Chairman David Zimmerman about rural broadband access.